This shiur is sponsored by Rav Moshe Lerner, Rav Nishmas Avram Tzvi Ben Shalom, and also Brian Abbas Rav Meir. Okay. We mentioned in the past that someone who's einein cannot put on tefillin then. And the Chava says in Shin Pei Ches and Sif Aleph, not only can the einin put on tefillin, but also there's a chum yisera on the first day of Avelis, also now put on tefillin. That's what Merchaba says in Shin Pei Ches Sif Aleph. Rosh Merchaba is Aval also near tefillin b'yom rishon. Now put on tefillin b'yom rishon. Even if he was buried at night time, much like in Eretz Yisrael, they do a lot of times levayas in Eretz Yisrael at night time also. You don't put on tefillin the next day, even though they have a minyan in their house, but the Avel doesn't wear tefillin, because the Ikka Miriris is Yom Rishon. Yom Rishon is different than the rest of Shiva. And same thing speak to Amechava in Arachayim, Hichas Tefillin, similar Amechas Tefei. And the Mishabur brings down over there in Simla Meches Sifkot and Tezayin, even if the day he died is not the day he's buried, let's say he's died on a Monday and the burial is Tuesday, since it's Yom Rishon LaAvelis, you don't put on tefillin. And same thing speaks up Kivega in Yerideya and also the Dagum over there also. However, the Dagum of Rava over there in Yerideya and also Piskachu over there in Sifkot and Aleph over there in Shin Pei Ches, they bring down the famous Maritz. Maritz argues and says that the only time this is the Yom Rishon that is part of putting on tefillin is only if he died and is buried the same day. Let's say he died in the evening and they bury him that night or the next morning. And then it's he don't put on the first day. But Luitzuf, the Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvur is not the same day, then you put on tefillin the first day, then you put on tefillin the first day of Avelis. That's a big machoikis in the Paiskim. In the Achrayim is also a big machoikis. How are we paskin? Do we paskin like the Maritz, or we paskin like the Mechaba, like most Paiskim who disagree with Maritz? There's a tshuva in Be'Yitzchak from Yitzchak Rechonan in Arachayim Simen Yitlam Beis, and also Minchas Alaza in Chere Beis Simen Beis, and the Chayadam in Simen Yudalit Ois Yutes. They hold you should put on tefillin the first day, if it's not the Yom HaMisa, it's the different days, then you put out without a bracha. That's what they hold. However, Kivega in Shin Pei Ches Sif Aleph, and also Taz and Arachayim Lamed Ches Sifkot and Gimel, and same thing the Derech HaChayim and the Mishneh Berurah and Lamed Ches Sifkot and Tezayin and the Orach HaShulchan in Yerideya and Shin Pei Ches Sifkot and Yebeis, in the Shai Tshuva, in Arachayim Sim Lamches, they all hold Ladina, you should not put on tefillin at all, the Yom Rishon. That's how the consensus of most Paiskim is. The Das Teya comes and says a Chiddush. He doesn't say, he brings a quote to Sefer, but he doesn't say the reason. The Chiddush Gadol, he says. He says, the Das Teya in Arachayim Lamches, Sif Hei, says, even according to Maritz, who says, if the Yom HaMisa Yom Kavua, you put on tefillin then, if the Yom HaMisa was Shabbos and the Kavur was Sunday, then everyone is mighty, you don't put on tefillin the first day. And it doesn't mean a reason. And I saw in the Tshuva Micha Shleima, Shleima Zalman, in Chelek Beis, Simen Tzadik Beis, Eis Gimel, he quotes this Masham, and he seems to hold like that also. That we hold like this Masham, that even when Ritz is mighty, someone is Nifta on Shabbos, then Sunday he doesn't even according to Ritz he put on tefillin. Why? I don't know. If Shlomo Zalman says further, in fact the Sefer Pnei Baruch, which is on Hichas Avelis, if Shlomo Zalman says, even though we paskin Dika Din, like not like the Maritz, you don't put on tefillin the first day, however, he says, Habim Meireim, the Makba put on tefillin Betzina, with a Tanai without a Bracha. What is the Tanai? Tanai he says, if it's Asa for me put on tefillin, then I'm putting the Shloisha Mitzvah. You can make Tanai by Mitzvah. He once gave a Shir about it, you can make Tanai Mitzvah. So he put on tefillin on the first day of Avelis, and you say, listen, if I'm not supposed to do it, I don't want to be over. So I'm a Chavish Lo Yishay Mitzvah. But if we hold like the sheet of hold, you could, then I'm Yitza. However, but Shamzan speaks out, but if I don't make the Tanai, then you're not allowed to put on Tzulim according to most Paiskim. And the same thing, Shamzan speaks out again, in Charles the Chubis, Min Cheshleima, in Chedek Bey, Simon Tzadikei, Eis Gimel. In the Shmir Shabbos Kochasa, in the second volume, in Chedek Beis, in Simon Samadal, Tziv Kuflam Azayin, Kuflamid Beis, he quotes from Shamzam a little bit different. He says, since the Maritz and the Chayadim hold, Yechai Tzulim and Yom Rishin, so it's Mutav, he says, Nodad Mitzvah to put on Tzulim and Abroch. It doesn't mention the Tanai at all. But the Maisa, the Dina, so that's what the Shamzam holds. In one place he says, he doesn't mention it tonight. No place you do it tonight. If you don't do it tonight, you're not a pronounced villain. That's what he writes in the Sefer Neibach and also in Micha Shleima. However, in giving the extreme sheetahs, don't say the Tzak Halacha. However, the Masham, the Das Teyah, in Simulam Ches, and also in the Sefer, Divi Seferim, Anichos Aveh, Shimpei Ches says, the Mashmois HaPaitkim is that someone puts on tefillin on your mission. And so he does shleik halacha, he should take off right away. Moshe, he puts on film the shachris, puts on for brachas, he puts on film. Someone should go to him and tell him, take off the film. Even if you say the Yomishin is only Rabban, not the Raisa, so you should take off your film. That's so you see, same shittas. Some hold do betzina, some hold you do. The Maisa, Ladina, the Mishabur, and the Chashuvim, which usually is our paiskim for at least for us, the Yeshiva life. So Meila Ladina, we hold Ladina, even if the Yom HaMisa and Kavua is not the same day, the Yom HaKavua is not the same day as Yom HaMisa, you do not put on tefillin. That's the census of most Kedera Paiskin. And even the Masham, if the Levaya, if the person died on Shabbos and the Levaya is on Sunday, even Masham is Maida, even the Maritz is Maida, that you don't put on tefillin the first day.
Let's say they
send
them
to Israel. Yeah. That's the mission. You know, the next Sunday morning, the whole everyone who comes to Beis Avel puts on tefillin. Just the Avel doesn't put on tefillin.
And you
can down for the Yom without tefillin. Yes, you can down for Yom without tefillin also. Yes. It's Kiddush Gol. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what he came for, no? Yes. Yes.
Is that all Shiva
Kriyim? All Shiva Kriyim. Yeah. A talus he wears. A talus, he's no more nine in. He puts on make a bracha already. The person's davening, he's no more nine in, so he puts on a talus with a bracha.
Right. So the first day of the Kriya, before the next Shkia, he doesn't put on no matter what.
Right. Okay. Right. Not all of them. Some of Chesisha Paiskim, because of Michas Alota. Some Chesisha Paiskim are telling put out without a bracha. But senses, but even the Chassidim, there are many places to say not to put on. Because it says in the Geshachan like that, Kama Achrayim say not to put on. Because they don't, not even knows the halacha, you know. Huh? Of Shlomizam, Hashloi Shem.
Why can't you do
that? Huh? Because. It's not glad. That's not glad, you know. The Maisa is. There are tens of Paiskim, you're not allowed to. It's a different
Sukkim. You're not allowed for anything because you haven't been that you're not allowed to. You don't want to do it.
Yeah, but that's not called black. No one told you. That's all Rav should have told you. You should ask the Shaila. Most people aren't even aware of that walk at all. All right? That's why you come to a Shifu, no? Okay.
All right. Most of the time, it's not the gay. Most of the time, during the day or in the morning.
No, the question is no, because you use it for Shkia, so you should put on film for Shkia or not. Let's say the rise in the afternoon. So you daven minchas. So still, you didn't put on film that day, you should put on film according to Maritz. The Maritz would not know how to do it. Huh?
You do Kriya Sunday morning, so you can't put on film Sunday for minchas.
All day now. All day. Your mission. Oh, that's your mission by you. All right. Yes. Because the psukim, they learn from Achritik Yoyma, that the first day is the most chometic thing of all of us. Huh? Rosh Hashanah, you don't put on tefillin anyway.
No,
oh.
If it happened, if the
Tvua,
right,
was Ben Rosh Hashanah, depends. Depends if that's the second day of Avelis or not. If you hold your second day of Avelis, then no problem. If you hold still the first day of Avelis, then put on. Depends how many minutes. Depends how many minutes after Shkia it is. Okay.
All right.
Another Shiloh. Is an Aine allowed to take a shower, or cut his nails, take a shave, take a haircut, or go to a tzimcha, or shele shalom? He says shalom. What's the halacha? It's a machlokes in the Rishonim and the Achronim. Okay. First, let's talk about the Rishonim. The two in Shulchan Aruch. And then the Siman Shimon Aleph, he quotes the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Aveilus, the beginning of Hilchos Aveilus, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, Kozman Shoy Nikbar HaMeis, Eina Aser B'chad Vam, Sh'Avel Aser B'hem. Kozman, they don't bury the mace, he doesn't have all the Din Aveilus. And the Torah brings down, this Rambam, and he says, the same thing speaks out in its chaos. So the two sheets of Shein hold, Aveilus doesn't start yet. So according to that, you can take a shower, you can take a haircut, and so on. The Torah brings down a second day, the Taisis, the Masha from Taisis and Marikatan, it's only Atsa and Batsa, Vayayim, and Tasha Shemitah. For Shami, Dina Avelis is Mutter. Again, come out like the Rambam. The third day is Rambam. The Rambam says, and the Sefer Taris Adam, and Sefer Pasuk Ben Aperitz, they argue and they hold, that you know, Dina Ksastin Avelis, Vechitza, Vesicha, Tasha Shamita, and the Kavachayva, Achiz Basav Yayin. If you can't have Basav Yayin, then certainly you shouldn't have all that alcohol supply. And certainly, Simcha, Taspayas, Sheila Shalom, Malacha, all these things are also the Shastun's Ainin. In the Shulchan Aruch, so that's in the Torah. So the Torah brings down these three Shitas. In the Shulchan Aruch, which is usually there's a tour. There's Beis Yosef appears on the side of the tour. Then there's the Shulchan Aruch, which the Beis Yosef was Kvei Halacha. For some reason, the Mechaber didn't say a word about it. He doesn't say. He says only thing he says. Avos asa to sit on a chair or to sit on asa leishev alishen agavimitach afil kfuya. There are more myself on the Mechaber. Rokoshkein the asa b'tasha shemitah. He can't have relations with his wife. Einen. We're talking all Einen. Einen. Ramaz Moisef. The Yeshayimim. The asa, the chitza, the sicha, the simcha, the sheir shalom, the tasparer, the mulacha. Avamut alotze b'tasach b'esai. Ramaz says, Yeshayimim, you're not allowed to have take a shower, sicha, simcha, haircut, working, all these things are asa. But you are going, that's the Pesach Beisai. So the B'chad doesn't bring down the Shittas of Rambam. Just Ramah brings down the Shittas of Ramban. So there's a Machlokes in the Achreinim. If there's a Machlokes, Ramah. B'chad doesn't say a word. Because he doesn't say if he means he disagrees with Ramah or does he agree with Ramah. So there's a Tshuva of Sam Sefer. Sam Sefer in Yerideah, Simen Sheikh of Dal has all Simen on this. And Piskachuva quotes part of it. In Sifka over here in Shimem Alf Sifkan Chav Gimel, he learns that the Beis Yosef is made with Ramah. That's also shaving, haircut, moch, everything's also, and that's the darker more. When it's not Mefush Beis Yosef, how he paskins, the way he holds the Dina, he always writes the Lashon Yeshayimim. So the Dina, there's no one that's Mekel. The Dina, there's no one that's Mekel. So May the Dina Chsam Sefer paskins. That's asa, shower, haircuts, all these things are asa. And same thing speaks out to Chachmas Adam. In Kuf, the Gimel, Sif Katan Ches, Kitchish Ronach, and Simen Kuf Tzarek Vav, and the Gesher Chaim, in Perik Yit Ches, Simen Beis, Eis Gimel. He says the Beis Yosef holds like that also. So, that's what the Chassam Seif holds. There's no Machlokes, and Medina, everyone holds that it's asa. And Emerson, it seems to me, that's the mashmois of the Mechaber. Because the Mechaber says you shouldn't sit on a bed. Now compared to doing haircuts and shaving, sitting on a bed, then Shulchan Koshka Shiyasa and the Chitza, other things also should be Asa. Because Vesham is always a cow, compared with a cow from other things. However, the Aruch HaShulchan and over there in Shimei Mal Sukkon Chavches, he argues on the Chassam Sefer, and he learns it's Machlokes B'Chad Ma'amor. The Machab holds a sheet of the Rambam, it's going to take a shower while you're still lining. And the Ma'amor argues, us, the Lichats, and all these rest of the things that the Ma'amor mentions. However, the Aruch HaShulchan is not Machri Ledina. He brings the Machlokes, and that's it. And he says, he just argues, he just quotes the Chassam Sefer, and he argues on Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer says, there's no Machlokes. He says, I hope there is a Machlokes. But Ledina, he doesn't say a psak. The maskana, even if you hold, there's a machlokes b'chamor, the dina, like always, we always pass when always machaber machlokes b'chamor more, even when there's a machlokes, we always pass it more. So meila the dina be asa the chisa when you shas in inus. And same thing speaks out to Geshachayim, we mentioned before that we pass like the two b'shem Rambam and not the Rambam, and befrat there is a Sefer Divi Sefer, very choshev Sefer Nichos of Eilat called Divi Sefer. So Divi Sefer, in Emek Dover, Sifkon Shitzari Gimel, he brings down the Tshuva's Beis David. I don't have it. I couldn't look it up. I don't have it. Tshuva's Beis David says that you don't say, normally you say, Halacha Divi Amekel. You always hear this, Halacha Divi Amekel by Avelis. So he brings down the Tshuva's Beis David, that's only by Avelis. Over here it's Aninus. Aninus, many Shitas hold as the Raisa. So and he brings the other Achronim like this, and I found also Tshuva in Chaim Shol. Chaim Shol is a Svadi. Svadi normally passed like the Rambam, but here Chaim Shol writes in Chelek Beis in similar Meches Eis Mevav is also Machma. He says our minhag is to not to like the Shita of the Rambam, but like the Ramban, and therefore even Shas Aninus he should be Machma. And the Frat I saw in the Lavush. The Lavush speaks out in Shimon Hay and Sif Hay. He says, Aninus is more common than Avelis. So if Avelis he can do these things, Koshka Aninus not. So Adina, there's no one allowed to take a haircut. I always get the Shiloh. Can I rush into Shafura of Light? Can I rush in and take a haircut? Or let's go to a barber, take a shave, or take a shower? All these things are also.
What do people do with the Marshall? Not no Gandalf.
What you could do, if someone feels it's all for Schwitz and so on, so what he could do is like a do I'm doing shiva also. He can wash his certain parts of the body with cold water. But to stand in the shower and take a hot shower, an enjoyable shower, that you can't do all shiva. And you can't do any aninus also.
But then gather a
yantar? Every is something else. Everyone's a different halacha.
What do you do not doing that? It's not so much shower.
Because over there it's pasuk avelus. You're talking about aninus or
avelus? I think by aninus, by avelus with cold water, you do the same thing like on yantar, take a shower.
Yeah, you can't take a freezing cold. No, you can't. You cannot. There, you can take a freezing cold shower. Here, you can't take a freezing cold shower. You just wash yourself by the sink, certain parts of your body.
So let's say during World War One, during World War Two, the Marshal, when you knew a brother died in battle, yeah. You could be an onan for days, for weeks.
Now, that's a different halacha.
So what do you do?
What are you doing to have a cemetery strike? Well, you're talking about 50, 60 years. I'm talking about you have very often the cemetery strikes. You're here constantly in New York, especially. So you do, so the special halacha is the seal of suffering. Then as you give it over, then you start a veil, and that's it. There's halachas about it. If you can't do a kruah. Sometimes they take a body and they hold on to it for weeks, you know, for an autopsy. They say he was killed. They want to know how he was killed. So sometimes they hold on to who knows how long. So Shiloh, what do? Can you start your shiva or not? Or let's say that by the Twin Towers, when there were a lot of Yidden that were killed there, and a lot of Fumi Yidden. So there was halachas. This was before she did halachas. There's something else. Right. There's a few things Ramah doesn't mention. Ramah doesn't mention the Gabi wearing clean clothing. Kibbutz. Wearing clean clothing. Are you allowed to or not? However, in the Zivit Sefer Sifkon Pei Daled, he quotes the Lavush. I couldn't find the Lavush, but he quotes it. His name and he says, I don't know where he got it, but he brings it, quotes the Lavush. There it says that even though kibbutz you can't wear new clothing zasa, that's also you can't put on a clean wash baggage. However, to wash clothing, this time I get a woman, she comes to Avela, can I do a fast laundry? You can't kibbutz, that's malacha. You mentioned before, malacha zasa even by Einan also. So to her to wash clothing is not she now do wash clothing. She can't wash any clothing for herself or for the children. The Sefer Divi Sefer asks the Kasha. He says, the minig is very often If someone calls me up, I tell them very often, people come at Einan, they should put on an old shirt. Why? To make Kriya on a new shirt? Sometimes it's a new shirt. You can take an old shirt. They know that some people save shirts when they go to Eretz Yisrael, they tear out the kaitel. Some people have a bunch of old shirts, so those are shirts they make Kriya on. Even when they come out of Elam. So how could you change into... So normally, you tell the Avelim they can wear an old shirt and old jacket and make Kriya on it. If it's for a parent, you pay the shirt and the jacket. If it's Shakra, if I'm not a parent, you just have the shirt. So when you tear it, can you change into an old jacket? It could be freshly from the laundry, just you know where. You keep it on the side, you'll save it for someday, whatever. So the question is, how could you put it on? If Kibbutz to wear clean quality in Alata, how could you put it on? That's what he asked the Kasha. Should be asked to wear the Shas Aninas, a freshly laundered shirt, a freshly laundered dry clean jacket. So he says the text, which is very mistava. He says that since you're not putting it to enjoy it, when you put on a clean, fresh shirt, fresh pants, a fresh this, you're fresh. You're wearing it only not because you enjoy it, because you want it, you need it for kriya. So that is not it's wearing and putting on the bag in mechubas. If you're wearing it because you enjoy it, something fresh, clean, not. But you're just wearing it only temporarily to make the kriya on it. So in such a case, there's no issue of wearing a freshly laundered shirt or jacket.
Is that almost a
feel
to put on
an
old shirt or jacket?
It's a maril.
Aren't you kind of defeating the purpose?
Right, but it's a maril. Maril says, Maril brings down that the song comes in Arvel, you could tell them to change into a beggar, an old beggar to change. You don't have to, a few years. Normally, when you hear a Shmuel Ra, you have to make Kri right away. Let's say you're not going to Levi's. So right now, so you're wearing the shirt. You don't want to tear the shirt. So the maril says you're allowed to change into another shirt and then make kriya on it. Other shirt in Maril. And that's how most places come home. Alright. Another thing I wanted to mention. Talmud Torah. Are you allowed to learn or not? So the Kivega and Shimao Sefal says that, he says, even though Machaba holds, you have the whole mitzvah Shabbat Torah. So Chaya, you should be able to learn Torah. So Kivega and Sefal, but also to learn Torah, the Dati Yashayman. This Yashayman mentioned, Ramor says, also. It's also included. And why? And what's the reason why you should learn? Because it shouldn't be misatzel kimtzocha meitz. So the merits of Kivega says that you have that the yata avos einyan zosasa tamatayra. But the davar pashut, if someone has a shaila, he wants to look up a shaila in Shulchan Aruch on Yeshachaim or all the sefer of Nebuch. The swarm that on Hilchos Aveilus, he wants to look up a shaila. Negate what to do. That's not called Talmud Torah. That's he wants to know how many Navi Shas of Elus, Aninus, or Elus. That's Mutzah to look it up in the Sefer. Tilum? We spoke about Tilum. Tilum we mentioned one. And Einan, we mentioned Machloek Sapaiskim. In the first year, did you miss? The first year you missed.
What is the dying
huh? You could say Tilum. I told him to say Tilum.
Yeah. There's anybody that brings down about using those little
pin-on
things that they
You mean those ribbons? The tear ribbons, I tell them.
Does anybody bring down anything like
that? No one brings it down. Maybe in the form books they bring it down. There's no kaskus. I tell Rabbanim asked me, what do I do? The Avelim assist on tearing on the ribbon, not tearing a shirt. So I tell them, don't do it. Either they do it the right way, but you don't do it the wrong way. Either you do it the right way, or don't do it at all. That's what I advise Rabbanim. And I tell Rabbanim, and it always works. I said, tell the person who's the Avos tearing the ribbon, tell him, isn't your mother worth one shirt? Isn't your mother worth one shirt? You know, she brought you up as a baby, she dressed you, she took care of you for all, until you got on your own. She took care of you. Your mother or father is not worth one shirt, and they all go for it. Not once. And when I tell them, Rabban say, they said they called me up later. They say it worked. Huh?
My real
hold. You're allowed to change it. You don't have to take clear right away.
Can
turn the shirt.
A brand new shirt.
Huh? Yes. Yeah. The mother will agree to change shirts also. That much, yes. That's the whole shot by itself. That's we're not holding. There's the only limit I could talk about. Big day Zaya. There's a whole shot of my flakers and shirt is big day Zaya or not. It's not time for now. All right.
Maril, when he wrote it, how long ago
was
that?
Huh? Maril was at least about 300-400 years ago.
Right. Wasn't there a difference as far as the value of the first then, holding then and then now?
But they were poor then also. You have to look at the...
They were wealthier than them.
Yeah. People don't have money today also.
There are a lot of poor people. Next. John Moore says, an onion is also taking shaves and haircuts. The recipient quotes a Biki Yosef, which I didn't see in the Biki Yosef. He says, even if someone has long hair, he was always playing, you know how it is, you're playing to take a haircut today, tomorrow, and he kept on pushing it off. It's not enough with Sarai. Yeah, he looks already all wild already. Can you take a haircut? So it's Dr. Biki Yosef. So he hit with Sarai, and now he became an Einan, and other, he's asked of him to take a haircut when he's an Einan. It was Friday, even Sarai Biki Yosef, it's the same Mechaber, but it's a different Sefer. In Sefer Chaim Shaul, that's from the Chidah, who's the Mechaber of the Biki Yosef, in Chelet Dei Simla Meches Eis Mevav, he says clearly that you're not allowed to, even with Hichmet Sarai, it's us to take a haircut, and you can't be maker like the Shitas Rambam. And then he quotes a Chaim B'yad. Chaim B'yad was a Choshe of Svar Shepesek of Chaim Pelagi. Chaim Pelagi says that the minute was even in those times when they saw someone starting to turn into a geises, so you tell them right away, run home and take a haircut, a shave, and also cut your nails. So maybe you should not have any problems when you're onion, and then you won't have no problems after shloshim. This is the eighth of the guy already hundreds of years ago, and we give this eighth also that we tell people, you know, if you see it, can't onion, see the end is near. Take care of your melody matters. And one of the matters you take care of, take a haircut, take a shave, or cutting your nails. Or hop around the shower. John Moore says also, you're not allowed to do, onion is not allowed to do malacha. Only, of course, malacha with tzvecha mace is okay. The tshuva, there's a tshuva sam sefer in Yerideya Simen Shechav Dalet. And the same thing speaks out of the Chassadim Kufn Gimel Sifkan Ches, that any master matan, any type of business is asa when you're an einan, when you're a shiva, you're not allowed to. Now we're not talking about shiva because sometimes depends the third day after the third day. We're talking about ninas. So any type of business asa when a person is an einan. So mela, even type of store. Let's say you own a store and the store is open 6 days a week. You have to close it at the shas immediately when you come in the einin, you have to close the store. And even if you put someone else there in the counter, you can't be there. But it's my store, it's open. Even if I send someone there to do work in the store, to take care of the store until I'm finished shiva, you're not allowed to. However, what happens if I'm in the middle of business there? Sometimes a businessman is in the middle of real estate deal. And he comes in the einin, middle of business deal. And he knows that he cannot push off after shiva. If he does push it off, he'll have a big loss. So the Chacham Sadim speaks out in Kof Nun Gimel Sifkat Ches that's mutter for einin to finish it off. If he can get someone else to do it, a lawyer, a friend to finish it off the deal, matayv. And if he can't get someone else, he himself also could do it. No makom has to go though. Alvad, he should not push off the levaya. No, I have a business deal this afternoon. I can't go to levaya today. I have to wait till tomorrow. There's no, that you can't do. And he says the reason is that since the Shita Sarambam, so Merik Yisemech, but Boko has to move her, if he adds on, if he realizes, any Amoya, if he feels that the Hefza got Meruba, then you can be Mako and finish off the business deal, or at least do everything which is necessary to push it off to after this, after Shiva. There's some Seifa, in Yerdei Sheikh of Dalet, and the Piskashul quotes it, in Shempei Sifkan Dalet is Melamed Tzchus and Einin. What do you do? First has a store, regular store. He has customers come every day. You know, especially if he has Jewish film clientele, they're coming every day. And sometimes you can't close certain stores. You can't close a grocery store. You can't close a grocery store for 7 days. People are tired, they come buy milk every day, they come buy this and so on. So the some say this Malamit Schus that you're allowed to sell your store or something a business, not after a store to sell food. Sometimes some business, somebody has computer business. He can't close for a whole week. He can't close because he has clients, glacier clients. He can't tell them, listen, I'm closed today. It doesn't work that way. So you have to be open for them, because now you lose these clients. They get angry, they get upset. So the Chassam Sofer says that what you do is when you're Einan, you should do a Kenyan Suda. He might know the business of somebody else, or any type of Kenyan. And all the profits of Animus or Shiva go to the person who you marked over to. And after he finishes Shiva, he's claiming back from the person he sold it to. And if the guy, the person who was the Zarcha to, marked over B'shas Animus, they should, he could be marked with the money. All the profits came during from time Animus to after Shiva. And the Sam Sefer says the reason is we send the Chanshi to Sarambam that holds that Mutter Esik is Mutter Shas Aninas, Master Matan is Mutter. Even though they don't Paskin like it, because up here, right, even though they don't Paskin like that, but still, it's most stores or businesses, it's impossible to close it for Aninas and for Shiv and all the Mayavales. So, Mela, the same Chan Shita Zamekel. Second thing he has on the Chassam Sofer, he says, no, it's Rati Mata, that the Einan is, because why? It's the cover of mace also. When I sell the business to somebody else, it's cover of mace. Because if I can't sell the business, the whole Ininus and the whole Shiva, my mind will look how much money I'm losing all these customers, they're going somewhere else. He won't be able to be, as cover of mace, he won't be able to think properly, because all that saving he has. So Meir, since he sells the business to someone else, so Meir is not going to have a seidim. So Meir, even that's also the covenant of mess. So Meir, he says, even though his das is not neich like the mekilim, but still in mimchais, those people are saying and sell the business shas aninus. You don't sell it, and mutav sheishagin, and we sell it the shas aninus. That's what the Chassam Sofer. Right. Let me finish. The Chassam Sofer, the son of Chassam Sofer, writes in Yerdeya, Simen Kuf Pei Vav. He says the minig in Preshburg, he was Rav in Preshburg, the minig in Preshburg was that they used to sell the shas when the person was a geifis before he died. So Mela, and they sell the business to somebody else. And there's no Shaila Marasayin, he says, no Shaila Marasayin, because if everyone sees the stores open, they know that he sold it, because that was the minig. Minig and pressure, because I don't know when someone was a family member, when Shiva Kravim about to die, they ran that over to him, they made a Kenyan. He made a Kenyan and sold the business to somebody else. So since that was the minig on Markheim like that, so there's no Issa of Marasayin. And therefore, let me finish. Okay. However, those are the Shita of America. But you know, like always, Mechas Alaza, the children of Mechas Alaza, in Chelakal, Simon Ayimvav, he says, we can't have the Semech Sam Sofer. You can't be Semech on the Sam Sofer. Why? Because if you look at the Sam Sofer, he says, the Sam Sofer says, Yom Lamed Chus on these people are Mechal. He's only Lamed Chus. Not that he holds like that. And he himself writes off, he finishes off the tshuva, he says, Mutav Sheyiya Sheigen, Vayim Azidim. So he's not matter, he's just Mamet Chus. That guy in the list, but he's not matter. So he says, Chayn, he says, you should not paskin to matter to sell the business of the Aninus. Close the business. And he says, also he says, even to sell it, when a person is a geisis, he doesn't know, he holds his kosher med lahat, he says. Why? Because everyone knows this is his business. But he says, at least when a person is a geisis, Tranova, he says, they're not to a Kenyan. So you can learn it's chus. Of the cell, once a person's nifta, to sell the shas aninas, that's also if he didn't, he can be mata. And in Einyan, like he says, in Einyan, don't say Allah can do that make all. Einyan, you have to be machma. And again, he speaks on Mafeches, and Michas Alaza, he's Mayach again, that's also. However, that's Michas Alaza. However, the Tshuva Mariyasis, Mir Yosef, the Chedgalsu, Paites, says like this, that from the Chuvah Meyava, it's mashma, even this man, when a person's Einin, it's mutter to sell it. He reads that Chuvah Meyava, Tamar Nei Yehuda, and he's made, he's from Mikor, that's mutter. So, and he said, the Minik Simeko, the Kvapashir Hetazer, that you sell the Shas Eninis, and there's no Marasayin, because the Kol, everyone knows he sold the business. And everyone knows that he's an Ovel and he sold to somebody else. So maybe the last kid, you sell it and you keep it in one Shas Aninas, that's okay. So by the way, so how do we do the Dina? Levada Chatzchila, the meaning of the Ksav Sefer, from the Ksav Sefer, who writes that the meaning of Preshvik was to sell the Shas when someone's about to die. That's what people should really do. Well, let's say, if it's impossible, or they forgot, or they didn't know the Din, or they didn't think about it, then you send on the sheets of Paiskin, did you do a Kinyam Shas and Einen? So maybe the business could be open during Aninas and during a Shiva. Now I'll take questions. Yes?
If for some reason you can't sell it, let's say because you can't trust the people that are available or they don't run it properly, can you just make a deal where they take the profits and you, even though you own it, they you know they're running it? Or is there any way of shlichus like as opposed to just an out and out sale?
You do a sale, but you put in a person that's responsible.
It's not always so easy to do. If you have a business,
if you're afraid they're going to steal from you and so on, then you better keep it closed. Depends on you, what's going to be a bigger loss, closing it or having someone work in the business. That's a business decision. But now, Rocha, you have to sell it. Yes.
Two questions. First question is the Eastern on the owning of the sale, is there also an Eastern a person to come and buy it? Well, much of a private guy.
Right.
He becomes an owning.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to go to his store to buy?
Are you be marshal him?
Right.
Interesting question. I never thought about it. Let me think about it. Any question? Yeah.
Number two. Are you open for all other people are going to go buy, so it's Bayav and Zahara.
No, but Shaila's Sneva by. The guy, person's not from.
Yeah,
there's no issue. Mustafa should be okay because, like Marshall Lewin mentioned, that he's going to be open anyway. No. And secondly, there's no issue. This is Messiah because you can buy other places also. So Messiah, there's no issue by a fry person. Yeah.
And people buy all their food for Shabbos.
Yeah.
And there's no.
Takes 2 seconds. You can do it like a shlich, you can do it on the telephone. Sometimes I do with people on the telephone.
Can you
mock
it to your wife?
Huh?
Can you mock it to your wife?
No. You do it, you make a shlichus. Someone to do it. Even if it's not around, you do it like a shlichus. Yes, for sure. Can I be mocked over the business of somebody else? You do it like a shlichus.
You can do it first
class,
but
it
won't since
what? Kenya?
You can't just mock him like that. I mean, it's not easy to measure the profits. Can you just set
up? He has a right to. He's like. As long as he has a right to figure out. He has a right to figure out.
Normally you make $50,000, let's say, a year. You say, for this week, I'm giving you $2,000, which is more than you would normally make.
That you could do. Most of the people, I've done it many times. Not once did I make a dime on it. Okay. I've done it many times. You know, with people, either with Geisus or Einan and so on. You just Michael, have to shiv, you're Michael.
Huh?
I have to know that. Also, it belongs to me. That has nothing to do with me. I own the business. So someone else takes care of it. I don't have to know it.
How did the Isra Malacha get extended to this?
How do you sell your chametz? They walk into your house to take out the chametz, you sell it. Just not even the Mechir's chametz. Yeah.
Why was the Isra Malacha extended that you can't have a business running? I mean, like Talmud and places like that, you can't have a malacha, but you can have a business going.
Because the person should be misasik with the mace.
Yeah, but where did it jump from malacha to not having a business running?
That's malacha. That's siddur malacha. Master matam. Any master matam. Any master is also.
But you're not doing it. You're sitting in the base oval.
So what? But your mind is on it. So you yes.
How do you make a king just for one week?
You mocked over to him. And you mocked over to him for all over. And then after the shiva, you mocked him back. They just mocked him. That's it. Yeah.
He couldn't make Kenyan when the nurture was called. So now he
makes it now, right?
But is that kinin considered a malacha?
No, it's not considered a malacha. No.
Right. So in all these cases, you're supposed to do it before it leaves the garden.
Yeah.
So I can take a shower or tell whatever. If he's in the business then, and you find out the person died, do you have to go tell them?
Why should he be allowed to take a shower? We're talking about...
Take a shower and go to.
Take a shower and go to, right, yeah.
And then the person dies. Yeah. In the middle of a shower.
In the middle of the shower, you can finish it.
You
can finish the shower. Let's say someone's in the middle of a shave. He's face on one side of his face, right? It says in Paiskim. It's a good question. It's brought down in Paiskim. That someone's in the middle of taking a haircut and finds someone, he's sitting in a barber seat. And someone runs in and says, yo, your father just died. So, and he's, you know, half of the face. So the Paiskim speak out. And you can tell him to, you can tell him to finish. Once he starts, he can finish.
Okay,
like, no,
he shouldn't have told him.
What? He should not have told him, right? He should have waited until he finished the haircut. But the listener is, everyone knows that lock and everyone's smart. You know what I mean?
If a person's a consultant, yeah.
It depends. It depends.
You're allowed to pay somebody else for the apartment. But you don't have any apartments. It's a
one-man
show.
It's a serious problem. That's you should wait till the third day. That's a lochus avers. That's not
what
that means.
So that's
Ramah. You know, it's Ramah. Then he's out to Paskin. I remember I was sitting shiva for my mother. I took calls. Some shver shilas. I answered the during shiva.
The people in business, they constantly sell for Shabbos all these things.
Yeah.
Why is it that it's more difficult over there? Why is it?
Who says it's difficult? You're knocked over.
It wasn't a good idea to do it.
What?
You're cooler if it's not.
What, when you're ironing?
What do you mean you're cool?
What do you mean when you're ironing, you mean? Because matzah, matzah is also b'shas aninus. That's what I should do beforehand.
I'm not saying that you should. I'm saying if you didn't do it.
Yeah.
There are people that say you should. Some minchas the laws that said
you're not allowed to do it. Yeah.
Is it worse than selling your business for Shabbos?
He probably holds you not allowed to do that also.
Oh, so he holds both of them. Yeah. Common
yeah.
To do it.
Right, yeah. So that's now. You know, there are a lot of paiskim. There are a lot of paiskim that hold that a business should be, you can't even do it a shtar for Shabbos, a business can't be open. Yeah. Only b'shas etchak. The Shuvan Elva Chashlema, I mean, we spoke about in Shurim. The Ashit is the Amachmad. You should not tell it. Business should be closed no matter what. Not everyone agrees to it. They're Amachwaikas. So today in America, it's very hard to be Amachmad, especially if you have mostly clientele, Agoyim, Afray Yidin, you don't want to lose them. So we're some on the Shit of Mekilim, but the Amachmiyam, that business should be closed completely. Moshe Rachman, he was building buildings all over the country, in Ishkan in America. He was known. Business is closed. Comes the hour before Shkia, even he had companies that worked for him that were doing buildings on, it stopped. All right.
Did the Zion take shiles when you were rolling?
Yes, I took, yeah. Yeah, some serious shiles I have to take.
Is it better for a relative to be with the guy's sister, Shas Patira, or is it better for the person to go take a shower or shave?
If no one else with the man, if he's the only one there, then he should not leave the. You should says what on Shulchan Aruch, should not leave him. The person's about to die, leave him alone. But if someone else did, then he can run and take a shower. All right.
In meat, am I correct? The poison is osur, but it's
a little later. Right, correct.
Why is that?
Huh?
Why is that? Isn't that one thing where oinin is more
chama? A few things more oinin is more chama. This is one of the things oinin is more chama. All right. Another shy lie. Mentioned a little bit last week about it, and my friend Alicia said I should elaborate more on it. It said, if you're allowed to, someone who became an Einan, you have to notify him he became an Einan. Well, let's say he's in another city, and he's not going to be Bechal, he's not planning to come to Levaya. You have to tell him. So you should sit Shiva, or wait until after Shleishim. After Shleishim, it's called a Shmur Rechaika. So if it's a Shmur Rechaika, then you don't have to sit all Shiva. How long do you have to sit Shmur Rechaika? In Shechonah, the Lashach Shechonah, in Simon Tov Beis, and Sifal says, Shor Achas, 1 hour. However, the Geshe Chaim speaks out in Perich of Dalad, Simon Beis, Eis Beis says that Ezer going Ksorim, a few minutes, that's all. This is the hour, it's Lav Davke, it's only a few minutes. Yabi Aima from Avadi Yosef speaks out in Chedek Beis, Yerideh, Simon Chalches, Eis Hei, he says 15 minutes. That's why I tell people. People call me Shmur Rechaika, it's after Shloshim ready, and you tell a person that Rav Leina saw that a relative was nifted when the Shiva cried him, then all you have to sit is 15 minutes. Sit down on a small chair, you make kriya, sit on a low chair for 15 minutes, and then you can get up then. The Mechaber says like this.
Can you take Kaddish
at the time? You can take Kaddish, if he's...
In the 15 minutes, say 3 o'clock in the meeting.
He can take Kaddish also, yeah, why not?
Why can't you take Kaddish? Is that the shelter?
Huh? If it's someone he would say kaddish for, let's say the relative didn't have any children, you're the one that would say kaddish. We're talking about a life from where he would be chayav. Let's say you have a parent, whatever it is. Right.
So even for those 15 minutes, you can say kaddish.
Yeah. Right.
Kriya is a bracha.
Kriya is a bracha. Yes.
Right. And for the Zion Kriya, even for a father and mother, should we do the Shmur Chanka?
Yes.
It's only for 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Yeah.
What's
the
bracha you're talking about?
When you make kriya, make bracha dynamis. The Mechaber says there's a lashon of Mechaber in Yeridei Simen, Tav Beis, Sif Yudeis. The Mechaber says like this: Mi shemeis lemeis, leinedelai, and echayva shiyemelai. Someone was meis lemeis, someone died from the Shiva Kraivim, and there's no chiyuv to tell him. Even if it's Aviv Imai. You should not tell people. If you tell people, you can say ksil. Ksil, what's in English?
A fool.
Since he doesn't know, you're allowed to invite him to Sus Ezusu. He's out of the chasana. V'chot simcha. Kimish, and he doesn't know. Mio, inshallah, but he asks him, is this person still alive or he wants to know about him? Anyway, Shaki, you're not allowed to lie. You can't say he's alive. It's sheker. Shenemed v'asheker tichak. But you can be ramez. But the Taz speaks out. You can be ramez. But you cannot tell him, Chris, lie to him, say the person's alive. We'll get to it soon. Ramo is meisif. However, we said, I feel over imai. So the Ramo adds on, for if you have sons, if this man, the over imai has died, vonim tzchayim, mikomokam on tzchayim, novel, leidiyam, why? Kiddushiyem a kaddish. Our bonus for daughters and a minute cloud like them. It's not meaning it's not to me to them. Okay, that's the Mechaber and Ramah. Dr. Piskachuba there in Simon Tavbeis in Sif Katnaalov, he says, he brings down the Chamuna Daniel and says that someone comes to his brother during Shloshim and the sister dies. And he doesn't want this brother to know about it. So he's allowed to even put on bigger Shabbos. Wearing a new suit. A Shabbos like a suit. So it's nikah that he's not an oval. So Neva says he should not have to tell him. Because he comes with his beggar crew or whatever it is. He sees that he's a... then if he wears a bigger Shabbos, then it's okay. Keender speaks out to Pesach Tshuva and Simon Shud Tzad Gimel. Siv Kanzai, Bina Shvus Yankiv. If someone's sister died, you have to know Shiva. And during Shiva, the father didn't know about his daughter died. And during Shiva, the father came, he didn't know his daughter died yet. The son is allowed to go outside, even though you're almost not allowed to walk out of the house during Shiva. He's allowed to go out to Shiva to Mekab upon him to Shiva. So the father should not realize it that the Misa's Bitai. Zokta Pitzvah Shiva's Mashvash was Yankov. Dafkaf covered Aviv, you're allowed to go out. But if a brother comes visiting, you're not allowed to go out and meet him. So you see, from over here also again, from the Pesach Tshuva, you're not mechuyav to tell a brother that his sister died. There's a tshuva, interesting tshuva, Ram Shik. Ram Shik, in Arachayim Simcha Vav, says, someone whose sister died, and he doesn't know his sister's dying. She knows she's very sick, she's very ill, she's very sick. He doesn't know. He doesn't know that that the sister died. And he's davening, saying every day, tell him. Saying every day, tell him. So I'm going to tell him that sister died. She stopped saying, tell him. What's saying, tell him for? I'm a dead person. What's saying, tell him for? So he says, you don't tell him. You don't tell him. Even I say, tell him. You don't have to worry about tefillah shav. He's not doing. What's wrong with saying he's not doing? It's the saying, tell him. Don't continue saying, tell him. He's not doing an aveira. And you don't have to tell him. In fact, there's a Chazaynish, interesting Chazaynish. Chazaynish says, in some he's a Chazaynish also. Chazaynish says, if you daven for someone to have a full shleima, let's say Solana, someone has yenamaisa, he has cancer, and he's very sick, and you say, tell him. and the person dies. So people say, wait a minute, all my tilum was in vain. Just a chazenish, tilum is never in vain. If it doesn't go for this chayla, it goes for a different chayla. That helps. There's nothing in vain. So even though he says tilum, the sister died, so goes someone else in the family. So mela, there's nothing in vain. So mela, you're allowed to, you don't have to tell them that they became avol. So they should wait after shloshim. So the meisha bishmu v'chayka, they want to sit the whole shiva. Nesayfer divi sayfer. Let me finish. Sayfer divi sayfer. Brings out a stechemet. He says even if the avol, if the brother realized something might have happened, but Kozman, he doesn't know the beer that the person died. He doesn't have to know any gavelus. And Sefer Divrei Sefer says further. He says a chiddush that we say you're not mochis to media a relative that the person died is only talking after the person was buried already. But if his person wasn't buried yet, then you have to let him know. Even he can't be misasik with the mace, and he can't help at all because of the mace. Still, you should let the onion know about it. Because Anina's house covered on mess. And even if it's a different city, because in Mazena we have telephones. So Mela, you can be, and also you can help. You can give advice and so on. They ask you advice. Then you should be near Dafka Medea, one in Shiva Krivim. And now, as he says the Chiddush, that the whole halacha of not Medea is only one Shas Avelis, it's Taisin Shiva. But if it's still in Einin, then you should tell them. And it would seem to me more than that. We see. You find news, people, there's an Inter Fasim in Chicago. There's a calling post. It's all a cover of mace. They should come to Levaya and come to Beis Avol to Menachem them. And the Mechavis, and there's a marker for that. How can you let people know about it? How you not, the family's going to find about it. They shouldn't tell anybody. What do you mean to tell anybody? A lot of times you put in a paper. Some they put a calling post and so on. So, there's a mechaber in Yerdea, Shimon, and Zion Sefalot. The mechaber said like this: Arsel, Laholen, Hames, Elan, Kim, Helena, Lachvaydai. When a person is nifta, you should try to bury him as fast as possible. Unless you, the Lachvaydai, you're allowed to wait. Lahabiran Tachrichim, if you need Aaron and Tachrichim to bury in a proper way. Aikadeshi Yerda, Akredim, the relative should be able to come. Or the Shmi Beyaris, and let people know about it. And fast, and people should come to Levaya to cover Hames. So you see from the Chaba in Shinan Zion that you see that with Tzarech covered a mess, there's no Yisrael Maitzi Diba. The Shtickle Ryan to this is the Tshuva and Simas Chaim. Simas Chaim, Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, he's the head of the, many years ago, he was the head of the Ashkenaz Tziba in Yishalayim Yakredish, the Rav Roshi of the Eidah Haredis. So someone asked him a Shaila, how can you write in a newspaper that someone died? The Chayy Yaitzeh Maitzi Diba. So he answered like this. That's not called Maitzi Diba. Since it's a Tzayach, Tzayach Eitzeh Dava, L'Aira. Sometimes a person, by hearing someone dies, he keeps it safe, you know. It could have been me. Who knows? So, sometimes a person chaps tshuva. And also, in the Sefer of now this tshuva, so it's printed in two different places. There's two different etzores in the Simas Chaim. One etzor Tufshin and Hay, then it's Simon Tofesh Chav Dalad. And etzor Tufshin and Bay is the Simon Tof Chav Zayin. So he brings in Hagor right after the tshuva. He has the tshuva there that the Shaila was there to the Ragachava. So he brings the tzores from the Ragachava. So the Ragachava says, since it's only in writing, you're not saying it, so it's like a remez. And a remez is muta. And same thing I found, exact same thing I found in Tshuva and Chavis Yor. Chavis Yor in Simur Reish Aleph says that if you write it or you meramez, there's no answer then. There's only if you might see Diba, speaking out in words, saying words. But if you're not might see Diba, it's like the Mochad Gemorin in the Psochem. Gim Psochem talks about meramez. Remez is nothing wrong. To say directly in Alata. One second. But Maitzev is Maitzev, but if it's the Chinam, the Chavis Yor speaks out, but let's say it's Tanta Pil for no reason, He's not going to come to Avaya. He hardly knows the person, and there won't be given a tzeitzel and so on. The stam is right to tell b'chinam. Even Ramiz, you shouldn't. The Chav Shira says the ishtem mighty diva because he mitzah yechaver b'chinam. So come to according to what we said till now, that sometimes came out today, it's almost impossible to hide it from the avelim. You know, today with the media today, with you have the internet today, and you have newspapers today, and you have every other thing, ways of people finding out. So it's impossible come out to hide from the family that they should come and shul chayka to wait 3 days till they find out. Most of the time they find out earlier. So therefore, that's why people tell him right away. So since him, fasim, and tainim, and you're right also, and they even Moshe Medina, he has every week has all the people, you know, in New York who wants their name listed. To have a, even Pasha people, not after daily saw. Even Pasha people, it says who's nifta. So Mela, that's why we tell the Avelim. I saw in the Nishma Savram, the Chal. The Nishma Savram brings an interesting psak. He brings the psak Nishma Savram. Is in your day Sim Tovday Sif Kanalov. He brings out Shuva Chaim Biyad. That's a Chaim Palag. I don't have to say it first, I couldn't look it up. But he brings out Shuva Chaim Biyad that says that if you'll find out anyway, you'll find out anyway, there's no issue of Mighty Diba. If something's gonna find out anyway, Mighty Diba is he'll never find out. So wait till after Shleishim. But there's a, you know, sure he's gonna find out, he'll find out anyway. There's no issue by Tiniba. Therefore, he says a doctor or a nurse in the hospital has shetel the kravim on the ptiza chayla, and he brings out from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that a base chayla, a doctor or nurse, I'm going to tell the family member the person died, so he should be able to betapel him, call up a chavik disha, take care of his kvur, and there's no issue of mighty diba. What's poshut that if the other the potential oval is a chaylish of kana, and by telling him, it might be bad for him. That they tell him that son died. Moshe Baikum Yashiv. We all know about Yashiv. When the Rebbe said Kaneska Znifta, they didn't tell Yashiv, and I don't think he even knew till the day he died. He never knew. They never told him because if Chaim Kaneski said, "I want to be the one that's telling him," and I'll find when I feel it's a proper time to tell him, and. I don't think it doesn't say anywhere that he told him. So he never knew his own daughter died. And you find by telling someone that someone dies and they're not healthy enough, you find by two places mentioned in Tanakh. One is by Soyimeno. Soyimeno, you know, was very strong feelings for her son, only son Yitzchak. And when she heard about it, talk in the Shmarza by telling her, whoever told her. You find also by Eli HaKoyen, by Shmuel Navi, Eli HaKoyen, they told him that Nishba, that his two sons died, Nishba Kim, he died. He fell on the floor, he fainted on the floor and died right away. So you see, sometimes the person elderly, or type of relationship they have, can cause Chas Hashom, certainly someone sick in the hospital, and you know for sure that it's going to be detrimental by telling him, then you certainly don't tell him. And even if he asks you, how this person is, don't say a word. Sometimes I have cases. Sometimes husband and wife, they're in a car crash. Let's say the wife was killed in a car crash. So should they the husband's in the hospital. And he asks for his wife. I tell him to say sheker. Tell her she's okay. She's a different place in the hospital. They don't have to know. I just went to Menachem Avil Solon this past week. He says the woman was in one nursing home and the husband was in a different nursing home. The husband died. And for 4 years, they never told her that her husband died. She has cystic dementia, whatever it is. They didn't tell her. There's no one you to tell. Well, you have nothing to gain. Why do you say it then? But today, that's someone's a chayla. But in normal circumstances, normal circumstances, it's impossible to hide it today. Let me just finish. Well, I just want to finish two things, and then we'll take questions. Ramor, we mentioned Ramor says that b'chanim tzchayim the minute it's a medir then they should say Kaddish. The David Kreifen brings down Marik that says not only it says noble idea, he says mitzvah idea. And this interesting Tshuva Ramshik. Ramshik writes in the Tshuva, very interestingly writes in Simcha Chaim Simcha Vav, He says, you're mechuyif to tell a son. The father died mechuyif to tell him. Why? Because this Israel is tamar damarecha. We all know that someone's life is in danger. Then you're tamar damarecha. You have to do what to save them. And also, Gemara says in the Sanhedrin, there's a mitzvah shavas aguf. The person should be healthy. And you're mechuyif to, since if someone is going to be right of him, then there's any to be mad to him. Even, and not only him, even his mamon. That Kaddish, he says, it's brought down in Paiskim Shem Midrashim, that's to save the person from Din Shal Gehenim. So Ma'as to sail down with Samarecha is a physical sense. So certainly in a more Ruchni sense, is also Mechoyif to tell him that Al Samar Damarecha. Because the mace, you want to say, you should say Kaddish to save him from Din Shal Gehenim. So therefore, you're Mechoyif to say. Now let me just finish one more thing. Also, there are more Maisiv. Daughters, the meaning is not to tell them. There's no issa to tell them, but it means not to tell them. So Pasha is no issa to tell them. However, the children Chavis Yor says in Simrei Shalav, the Ashiv, the Minigas, to the Megalan, to daughters also. It says, a parent is brought him up, if the father and mother brought him up, it's Kedai for the cover of the mates that he should misabo on the parents. So if we should have to tell them. That's what the Chavis Yor says. Yeah. The question is what happens in the first two thousand one.
Are you
over? No, you're not right to me. Yes.
Is a sibling on a brother or sister that's intermarried?
Is she the Tinnik Shanishba? Yes. The Tinnik Shanishba, yes.
What would be considered to be considered? They weren't from.
Everyone knows, non-Jew also knows, but they don't realize the Chaim HaDvarim. They don't realize how terrible it is to intermarry. Yes?
Sorry, why shouldn't you tell him?
Why should you not tell him? You should not be the one to bring bad bearings. They should do it with derech remez. They should do it in a way. If they want you to come to the Levaya, then for sure it's okay. It says you shouldn't. Yeah. No. Unless you put in there. Why does it help? That's
it's already sold.
It says for Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's it. It doesn't say Shabbos. Oh, then you should cover it then. Yeah, it's for all year round. Then you should cover this also. Yeah.